You know, Jesus could have just responded by saying, gee, thanks. I mean, Nicodemus begins with what sure sounds like a simple compliment. Rabbi, he says, we know you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do apart from the presence of God. This sure sounds to me like one teacher saying to another, hey, you are doing a great job out there. I'm impressed. God is clearly at work and alive in your teaching and your living. Keep up the good work. Nicodemus seems to be offering a pretty straightforward affirmation here, a heartfelt compliment from a seasoned, older teacher to this new guy who's just getting started. And Jesus could have responded in a very straightforward way. Gee, thanks, that's really kind of you. That would have been polite, don't you think? But Jesus seems to be concerned with more than politeness, because instead of thank you very much, he heads in another direction entirely. Very truly, I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God without being born from above. Jesus very quickly dives here, from the surface, right down into the depths. By conventional standards, it's a pretty strange turn in a conversation. And yet, maybe Jesus could sense that this is where Nicodemus wanted or needed to go, even if he didn't have the words for it yet. After all, he has come to see Jesus at night. Nicodemus is a Pharisee, a teacher, a leader in this community, we're told. He's someone who has accumulated plenty of learning, plenty of knowledge. He's an authority figure, someone with status and seniority, the sort of person others come to for answers. And yet here he is, visiting Jesus not in the middle of the day when others are around, but at night, when the two of them can speak freely and candidly. Maybe Jesus can sense that this person standing before him doesn't actually want to stay in the realm of pleasantries and chit-chat, that he's actually looking for something more. It's a mysterious conversation that the two of them have, not unlike that wind that Jesus talks about, sort of blowing from here to there, hard to grasp and moving in unpredictable turns. And yet, at the heart of it, Jesus is inviting this nighttime visitor, who's clearly hungry for something more in his life, into the depths of faith, into a fresh start, into the journey of life with him. I wonder if we might hear Jesus beckoning to us like that, inviting us this Lent to come to him with our questions, with our doubts, with our longings. What might you bring to Jesus if you were visiting him at night, speaking freely and candidly? What wonderings, what fears, what yearnings for something new? What tugging deep inside might you carry with you? The story reminds us that Jesus is always inviting us to go deeper, that life with him means to change us, to transform us through and through. It's about much more than knowing the right answers. It's about knowing him. Even that most familiar of verses embedded in this very conversation points us in this way. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him may not perish, but have eternal life. We often hear that word believe as meaning something like to think the right things about Jesus. But that's a relatively recent way of understanding it. Marcus Borg reminds us that prior to 1600, the verb believe always had a person as its direct object, not a statement. It didn't mean believing that a statement is true, but more like what we mean when we say to someone, I believe in you. Belief in Jesus is much closer to this, I think. Not believing a bunch of information about him, but leaning into him, counting him as faithful, trusting him. That's what faith is all about, and that's what will make a difference in our lives. That's what will move us from the surface to the depths. That's what will change and transform us. That's what will give us grounding in a shifting and uncertain time. Not knowing more facts, more answers, but knowing and trusting in this one who loves us and who loves the world. I imagine Nicodemus leaves his nighttime conversation with Jesus with plenty of lingering questions, maybe even more than when he started. But maybe he leaves with a new sense of possibility as well, a glimpse of a new depth of life, and of one who's willing to go there with him. Jesus invites us onward too, deeper into our questions, deeper into life with him, deeper into his wondrous love. Thanks be to God. Amen.